Welcome back, LifePoint Church, to our LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Braden Rodriguez, and if you are with us at LifePoint Westerville on Sunday morning, you got to see me speak out of Luke chapter 1. And again, my name is Braden, and I'm the student 1825 pastor at our Delaware campus. And it was such an honor to be at Westerville Sunday morning with all of our brothers and sisters there. This week on our LifePoint Drivecast, as we just kind of look back at Sunday, I just want to take a second and just kind of rehash some of the things that we talked about on Sunday. And if you missed it, this would be a quick overview. But I do want to point out that we, as a church, are going through the series in Luke, and we are all trying to read the book of Luke together. And so if you're with us this morning, or if you've seen our service online, I would hope that you would be able to join in with us in reading the book of Luke. We're starting that May 2nd, and we're going to read a chapter of Luke every day together as a church. And then on Sundays, we're going to take off of the reading plan and read and learn from the text together. And there are two ways you can do that. As a church, we're going to be going through either the YouVersion or the physical copy of the Bible. We are giving away copies of Luke's journaling Bibles on our campuses, so feel free to grab one that way, or you can go to the Luke Explained YouVersion plan and read there. But in our sermon on Sunday, we talked about the main idea, essentially, of this series, is that the gospel calls us to a life above labels, and we talked about what it looks like for God to redefine us and take some of those labels away. And then what happens when God takes some of those labels away? The main thought that, you know, we kind of chased down was that God offers this gift of redefinition, of redefining our lives. And why? Why is that a reality? That's because, as it says in the letter to the Corinthians, that we are made new creations in Christ Jesus. And so now the old has passed away and the new has come. And so as we look at Luke chapter 1, in particular verses 5 through 25, and this idea of God redefining who we are, the first thing that we see in verses 5 through 6 in Luke chapter 1 is that there's this couple, Zechariah and Elizabeth, and it says that they're both righteous before God and they walk blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. And the way I said it on Sunday morning at our Westerville campus was that the Lord gifts us purity. Back then in the Old Testament, and you got to hear a little bit about that on Sunday morning, was that there were all of these laws that the people of Israel had to obey God's law and had to offer all of these different sacrifices in different ways. And one of the really cool things that I think when God redefines who we are, when he strips the labels away and takes away this picture of old self and makes new self, is that he gifts us purity and righteousness, and gone are the days that we have to keep the 613 Levitical laws, and gone are the days that we have to do these special sacrifices. And that is just super exciting to me, is that we don't have to keep these laws anymore, that we don't have to continue on and trying to earn and earn and earn, but rather now as people who have seen the cross and the resurrection, as we talked about over the last couple of weeks of Easter, we've seen that now we just get to live in the purity that God offers through Christ Jesus and through the gospel. And so my main point, again, that first point that I gave was that the Lord gifts purity. And so Zechariah and Elizabeth found purity in following God's law, because he did make a way for them to be pure and righteous before him. But now on this side, we get to just stand in the truth of the gospel. And the truth of the gospel is that Jesus Christ came and he died for our sins. And if we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, and we believe that God raised him up from the dead 3 days after he was put there, it says that we will be now saved. And now we have this right standing, this purity before a holy God, that when God sees us, we are pure in his eyes. We are given his righteousness, and he takes our sin. There's this idea that is called the great exchange, that God would give us righteousness and take our sins, right? He gives us his righteousness freely, not that we were righteous, but that he made us that way. I was at a conference this past week, and I heard a pastor give an example of this, and it was just a great illustration of what it's like to be made right before God and how that works, that God would give us his righteousness and take our sin. He said that once he was doing a high jump competition as a child, and he jumps and ends up getting second in all the district. Well, comes to find out, he actually didn't win the high jump at all. His friend's name and placement of his jump, they essentially accidentally switched places. And so this pastor jumps and doesn't get second place, but his friend jumps and does. But because they accidentally switched names, this pastor ended up getting second place. Just as we in Jesus, we can't make the jump far enough ourselves to win, but rather it is he who jumps in our place and then essentially puts our name on, right? He gives us the righteousness and we win. And he takes on our sin and the death that we deserved on the cross. And so I hope that today that you found that encouraging, and that we just got to look at again what it means to be righteous before God and pure before God, and that he took our place. I'm going to pray for us this day, and then I'm going to give you just a few seconds to pray and ponder this truth, that God loved us so much and that he made us pure and righteous before him, and he stripped away our labels. God, we love you. God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for jumping in our place. God, that you would, as your word says, that you became sin who knew no sin, so we might become the righteousness of God. I pray that we would focus on this for all of our lives, that the gospel would never be old to us, but it would be ever new on our hearts every day. So God, I just pray that today that we would be pure and live as you have called us to live. In Jesus' name.